Masya Allah. Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna محمد رسول الله حي على صلاة حي على صلاة
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله وأحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon Him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge for Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in its clear book. I advise myself first, if I advise you, to become, to stay, and have regard and consciousness and awareness and taqwa for Allah the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قالنا اكبتوا منها جميعا فإما يهتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هدايا فلا خوف alayhim wallahum yahzanun. He says, Salak Allah Wadeen, expressing this as follows. I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan to reject it. And we did say, down with you all from this, there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me, and those who follow my guides need have no fear, neither shall they grieve. This is the 38th ayat of Surah 2 al-Baqarah, the cow, the heifer, as is expressed. And surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's clip by title, again, get ye down. In a narration from Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and the blessings be upon him, said that when Allah created Adam, he left him for 40 years while his body was laying in dust. He would be left as long as Allah willed. So alhamdulillah, as we continue with the thought and the progression of why we should understand, get ye down. And over the series of the khutbahs, I've covered quite a bit. And the connection that needs to be made is we as Adam. We as Adam are the same Adam that comes into being as we see in the Quran, and we're the same Adam that comes into being in the same manner. In the same manner as that original Adam, alayhi salam. And as I begin to move on into the realization of Allah producing a leader in the earth, I want us to move through the process of really how that happens. How that happens. And I mentioned in the last khutbah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night journey, and how the importance of this for me is that when we look at how Allah is going to produce something that will be, and I'm not trying to get into this just yet again because it's where we want to end at, but to produce something that will be God's representative on earth. See, when we look at this from the Quran, and when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I will make upon that earth a successive authority. We have to look at the original creation that was created in a state that we consider paradise in some terms, or the Jannah. But more importantly, it was a state of natural obedience. That original nature and the circumstances that were ordained to happen means that that was not the place that this process was going to happen. In the first level that we mentioned in the Isra wal Miraj, where Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ascended into the heavens level by level when he met the prophets, alayhi salam to the prophets. And where Muhammad met our first father, Adam, is a sign for us. It's a sign for us. It is to show us that the level of Adam is, of course, the first level. It was the first plane in the ascension, the first heaven visited. All of these things are for us to understand that it begins with Adam, alayhi salam. But it also means to take Adam to levels. To take Adam to levels. The title of the khutbah again is Get Ye Down. And we're presenting that the night journey was Muhammad, the prayer, peace upon him, going up. The journey was going up. And how does that connect with us being sent down into the earth? Well, first we have to look at it from the concrete side of it. The concrete side of it. If you just think that it was a physical or a literal sending down, then we've missed it. We've missed the point. Adam was not in the physical form. In the opening reporting that I used, where the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, said that when Allah created Adam, he left him in a state for 40 years while his body was just laying in dust. And he would be left as long as Allah willed. The body laid in dust so that we can get a look at it from both the concrete side. If we done, now we look at the abstract to let us go there as well. The creation of Adam has been established in the khutbahs that we've done before as the creation of the intellect. The creation of Adam was the creation of the intellect, the creation of the five senses that we have. That state of creation was not a physical state. When Allah says to the angels, when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my translated as soul and breath, then fall down to him in prostration. They were not commanded to fall down and prostrate or submit to the will of God until that creation was given the life that it needed to become what Allah intended it to become. The creation that was placed into that state and told to stay away from that tree. The creation that was placed into that state that was told to stay away from the enemy, Shaitan. The creation was not the creation that was to be the leader on the earth. Yet, it was the beginning of that creation. When we look at the body laying in dust, and we're taught that the creation of one is of dirt, of clay. Our creation is one of dirt, of clay. And remember, O Prophet, when your Lord said to the angels, I'm going to create a human being of sounding clay molded from black mud. Now, mud is earth that has been mixed with water. Clay is an earthly material, again, that they consider to be plastic when it's moist. And when baked, it becomes hard. You can mold something until it becomes hard. And I bring this up because Allah says that the creation of the human being, and in the Arabic, the term is insan, but we also know that the term that we're speaking of is Adam. Both mean human being. Now, I'm not speaking for Allah. I'm just making some connections that I feel that we need, that the first creation is established as Adam. Pretty much in most all faiths, we can agree that Adam was the first creation. We can also establish that the first creation is also a sign of all of humanity. So also in the meaning of it, inside of Adama, it means to reconcile or to be brown. It also means to be created from different substances. So when the color, what color is most mud? Most mud is brown. Even the red clay of the south, if you're high up and you look down, it doesn't look red to you. It looks brown. I don't think you can make red without brown. So when we look at these substances in the concrete way of things, naturally we look at the physical properties of the creation. So that is why I'm bringing this up, that what Allah says is that the clay was molded from black mud. And Shaitan, and this is key, because we can't touch it, but this is key, that he references as stinky mud. So now we also can see that the creation, when we look at the meaning of clay, again, the meaning of clay is defined as the human body. And it also says, especially as distinguished from the spirit or soul, the flesh. This is the definition of clay. It is also the human character as estimated according to the fineness of constitution and endowments. It is the fundamental nature or character. And this is the definition of clay. These are all definitions that you'll find when you look up the word clay. Now, to have clay means you have to have some water. Dry clay is not clay, it's dirt, it's dust. And when the creation is to become the creation, and if you still have that physical term in your mind, that's fine. Think of it like the forming of clay. You form clay into something. But you have to add the right amount of water. It starts being stiff. You can't get it to move right. Now you got to add some water. You have to add the right amount of water. Now, in the abstract sense, that forming is the right amount of water in terms of sensitivities. It's the right amount of water in terms of the spirit. We call the spirit, and for us, we call the spirit the Ruh. But Ruh also means revelation. In the Bible, water is given to mean as people. To form Adam, because Adam is a community, Adam is a nation, Adam is the whole of humanity, then we need the right amount of people. Not just any people, but the right amount of the right people. And I'm sure my Christian family could discuss this with me more, inshallah. Let me stop there as I close on the first part. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Get ye down. I want us to use that little last thing I stopped with, look, move further along into this creation. Because once Adam, alayhi salam, was placed into that state, the creation of Adam was not complete in the sense that he was Khalifa. The clay was to be molded from mud while it was still in the hands of Allah. We can look at it like that. We can look at it being placed and down to the earth. As we come back to that, we have to look at the placing of a seed into the ground. We're not placed into the earth to feel like we were being placed into something bad. It is a sense of being planted. In the Quran, it says, Allah alone caused you to grow from the earth like a plant. The General Sherman. You probably should have did a poll. Anybody know what a General Sherman is? You get something. But the General Sherman is a giant sequoia tree that's located inside in California. It can grow. It has a height of 6,919 feet. Now, do you think that tree was that tall when it was planted? It came from a seed that was placed into the earth. I'm presenting this because it is a very important point that we're making in terms of understanding that the placement into the earth and the first level of the heavens, the plane, is just like the tree. And Malik ibn Sasayah reported, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet, the peace and blessed be upon him, said about this in the night journey. He said, we ascended until we reached the second heaven, where Jibril asked for the gate to be opened, but it was said, who is it? And Jibril said, I am Jibril. And then it was said, well, who is with you? And Jibril said, it is Muhammad. And it was said, has he been called? And Jibril said, yes. And when we reached beyond the second heaven, I saw John and Jesus, who are cousins. And Jibril said, these are John and Jesus, so greet them with peace. And I greeted them with peace, and they returned my greeting, saying, welcome, O righteous brother and prophet. Now, when Adam, alayhi salam, is created and on the first heaven, it is the creation of the five sins that is established for us. And it is the seed that is inside of us, that is placed in us, that is to be established. Now, here comes the next level, the next plane. And these levels are just what they are, what characteristics. They're characteristics for us. They give them labels, they give them titles, but they're characteristics that are for us. And remember that clay is what? That is also the human character. The human character that is estimated according to the finest of the constitution and endowments. It is the fundamental nature or character. We are formed by what Allah has for us. The purpose of the placement into earth was, again, not a punishment because it was preordained. It was supposed to happen. The slip did not happen because it was a malfunction in the creation. And I addressed this in the previous khutbah. The reason all it happened is so that we could be formed correctly, to grow naturally into what Allah created us to be. We all have that need inside of us. See, every time another baby comes into life, it is another Adam, another naturally created seed that contains everything it needs to survive until it finds the right condition to grow. Now, if you go into a store and you look at the section where the long hair, the yard, you look at some seeds. As long as those seeds haven't been wet, they haven't, nothing's happened to the condition around, them seeds stay in that pack, ready to be planted. So that's what I mean when I say it survives until the right conditions to grow. When Allah says to us, and then he will return you to it, and then simply bring you forth again. Now, we're being taught that each of us in our own creation has to come here as Adam. In the Quran, Allah says, indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, and he was. Now, on the second level, that next plane in ascension, we have, as we refer to them, is Isa and Yahya, Jesus and John, alayhi salam, to the prophets. And when Allah says that creation of Jesus is that of Adam, do not limit our thinking to just that Allah said be and it is. That's a fact. If Allah says it's a fact. But I was also the creation that Allah said be and it is. You are also a creation that Allah says be and it is. created from dust. Dust is the first ingredient of dirt, mud, clay. I pray to Allah, you see the line that I'm following, inshallah. Imam Muhammad, right, he said that created in dust means man's intellect dawned on the soil of his environment or out of the soil of his environment. You know that trees can grow naturally from seeds that are dispersed by the wind or the water or the animals. It doesn't mean that a tree came, somebody actually went and they planted the tree. It means that there's things that can happen in nature, in creation, that can allow a tree to grow. Each seed contains everything it needs to survive until it finds the right condition to grow. So inside of us is another Adam. And when Allah says, bring you forth again, yes, we can look at it as resurrection. But every night we lay down, we ought to be resurrected if we wake up in the morning. Every baby born is another Adam being resurrected. Every level we take in our own development is a resurrection. It is the restoration of life. That's what resurrected means, the restoration of life. Oh, you who have believed, respond to Allah and the messenger when he calls you to that which what? Gives you life. The life we have been called to, that we have been given a chance to have, is a life that comes with our own development. It is our growth. That tree could not grow into almost 7,000 feet tall if it did not have life. Life is growth. This means it is something that has grown or is growing. And I've shared this probably before years ago, but you know, I deal with students. I work with students. I don't work with as much as I did before. But I used to always say, you know, I'm grown. I don't want to keep talking to me. I'm grown. And I would tell them either spell it on the board or put it on a piece of paper. G-R-O-W-N. G-R-O-W-N. Say, you're not grown. You're grow-in. That's what you are. You're growing. So when the imam says to us, out of the soil of our environment, this is telling us that the levels we go to, our intellects are dawning, they're awakening, they're growing. The next step after we become Adam is now on the level that we find Isa and Yahya. They bring us the duality in our creation. This means that you're already Adam. Now here comes another creation. Here comes another creation. But not a different creation, but another level of the same creation. Understanding that means you know that you, what you're equipped with. You know what you have. And now you've upgraded. It's upgraded. That's the best way to put it. We in this day and age, we've upgraded. Apple just came out with 18.0. It's like you got a brand new phone now. Just on an upgrade. I mentioned those five senses last clip, sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Keep those with us during all of these, because it is in these senses that we build upon. It is these that we're placed into the earth and come out of the earth. Allah says, we created man out of an extract of clay, then we made him into a drop of life germ, then we placed into a safe depository, then we made this drop into a, and we don't say cloud, we say blood adhering, and then we made the blood adhering into a lump. And then out of the lump into bones. And then we clothed the bones with flesh. And then we caused it to grow into another creation. Thus, most blessed Allah, the best of those that create. In the example of Jesus, alayhi salam, for us is the other creation, another creation. And when we go to that next plane, we find both Jesus and John. Another creation that has to be seen as an evolution. Because our evolution is our elevation. And our elevation is our evolution. Because even in the physical understanding of this, the extract of clay, then the life germ, then the blood adhering into the lump of bones, then with flesh into another creation is still Adam. And the creation of Adam means that each of us are created the same. None of us are created in a lab. We're not cloned. Because this is the creation of the best of creators. And when we look at the creation of Adam and the creation of Jesus, the connection is that both were created immaculately. That's the term. All that means is they were created, this means created in a perfectly clean manner. And what could be better than that? What could be created better than that than in an excellence? That just means it's created in excellence, created in a manner that could not be better. And what could be created better than the creation that's created on the pattern that Allah has created? The pattern. And turn your faith single-mindedly to the true faith and adhere to the true nature, the true pattern on which Allah has created human beings. The mold fashioned by Allah cannot be altered. Now I'm going to say this. Don't get all caught up in all that stuff. Allah just said the mold cannot be altered. I don't have to worry about it. I don't. We are all created the same. What makes us different is how we ascend to levels inside of our character and how we take those characteristics on. The original creation is what has been repeated. That cannot be altered or changed. The creation has five senses. Every creation, and I'm speaking to us as Adam, we all have been given five senses. And as the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reached the second heaven, he was greeted by Isa and Yahya. Now, because we're at a point where the creation is at a level of growth in its potential. The first stage was a stage of, there was some immaturity in some aspects. And then the slip happened. That was immaturity. But the repentance was a process of growth. It was maturing. And when we learn that we might do something wrong, then we have to learn to say, you know, I was wrong. That's my fault. I made a mistake. That's a sign of maturity. That's a sign of growth. See, inside of Adam comes the ability to grow, to mature. It is the level of Jesus and John that now has the potential that is given to its chance. You give the chance. Now you learn, I have the potential. Now inside of that level is where it's given its chance. And Imam Muhammad said that, okay, out of the soil of his environment. The environment is our conditions. The environment is our conditions. The Prophet, the Prince be upon him, said we're all created on the fitra. We're all created on the original nature, but it is our environment that takes us out of it. This is why our own ascension is so important. It is not just that for us to marvel at for Muhammad the Prophet. We shouldn't just marvel at that and be so caught up and go so caught up that we just marvel at the ascension and the night journey and all that went on. No, it's for us to realize that inside of that, Allah is teaching us that for Adam to become Adam, that Allah has planned on, we must be willing to let that environment of the original nature be the environment we exist inside of. And then we have our own ascension. The Imam also said that to become Adam, we must reconnect with our own nature, our own original nature, or soul, and with the appreciation for matter in the systematic universe. Remember, our creation is physically inside of a womb. Physically. Even if there's something that happens during the pregnancy, they have to go get you out of the room. You cannot get here unless you come into that physical womb. But spiritually, we're created in the womb of mercy of God. Al-Rahman Nil-Rahim. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And once we are created, we come into creation. We come, when we get created, we come into creation. And all of it, the whole of it, the heavens and the earth, the spiritual and material, are created to serve us. Serve us in our evolution and our elevation. And as I close, and once we have come into Adam, alayhi salam, we go on to that next plane. We are to meet Jesus and John in the next step of our development. And here we learn how to use the five senses. Here we are given it as a duality. We're given it as a duality. There's a reason why when we get to that next level, there's two. There's duality, meaning that Jesus came to affirm and John came to deny. More on this. This means that we now have, you have day, you have night. You have right, you have left. You have positive, you have negative. This is duality. That's duality inside of us. Allah says, I have shown you the two highways. There's so much more on that to come, inshallah. So for us, in our faith, in Al-Islam, our evolution is our elevation. Allah says he created you in pairs. Everything's created in pairs. Inside of that one atom, O mankind, reverence the Lord who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And reverence Allah through whom you ask one another and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever over you an observer. And we are looking at the seventh heaven, the second heaven, I'm supposed to smile out, the second heaven. And we see two cousins, Isa and Yaqi, alayhi salam. They're related. So much for that. They're related. I wish I had more time, but we're going to be respectful. I'm going to be respectful. But it will be where we pick up at, inshallah, the purpose of this second heaven. The purpose of the second heaven, inshallah. Get ye down. Now, inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minika es sami olin. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art all alone, all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. A quick